This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Just in this morning, Tom Brady, who won a record 7 Super Bowls for New England and Tampa, is announcing his retirement, for real, in a message posted on social media. He's thanking those who supported him throughout his legendary career. Tom Brady, the most successful quarterback in NFL history, announcing his retirement. A farewell this morning to Tyree Nichols. Mourners will gather for his funeral. He died 3 days after being beaten by Memphis police. The AP's Donna Warder.
This morning's funeral for the 29-year-old man will be held at Mississippi Boulevard Christian Church, and the Reverend Al Sharpton will deliver the eulogy.
We are going to have a funeral, dignified funeral service, not a marathon.
Expected to attend the funeral are Vice President Kamala Harris, the mother of Breonna Taylor, and the brother of George Floyd. Taylor and Floyd also died at the hands of police, and their deaths sparked national protests. I'm Donna Warder.
At least 6 people have died in Texas in the winter storm that's been dumping ice, sleet, and snow on parts of the nation. The AP's Jennifer King.
Forecasters warn a series of storms loaded with ocean moisture will continue from Texas to the Carolinas today, with bands of rain, freezing rain, sleet, and snow in store from Texas to the East Coast. Over 1,000 flights have already been canceled. Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders declared a state of emergency. In Texas, Governor Greg Abbott urged people to stay off the road as emergency responders rushed to hundreds of collisions. I'm Jennifer King.
Las Vegas police have arrested former actor Nathan Chasing Horse at his home after uncovering what they describe as 2 decades of sexual assault and human trafficking allegations. McDonald's reports its sales in the U.S. are up 10%. Sales soared in October after it launched adult Happy Meals. This is AP News. Pope Francis is in Congo this morning.
Pope Francis is urging Congo's people to find it in their hearts to forgive those who've harmed them. Francis made the appeal during a mass before an estimated 1 million people, many spending the night on the vast airfields of Kinshasa's Ndolo Airport, and passed the hours before Francis' arrival singing and dancing. The mass is the Pope's first big event in Congo and comes on a day dedicated to his call for peace and forgiveness in a country racked by decades of violence. Kinshasa resident Sylvie Kereyibi tells the AP, "We're hoping the peace will come in the east part of our country and our leaders will gather together to think what they should do for us youths." The Pope is scheduled to meet victims of Eastern Congo ongoing fighting. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.